Episode 1291, Don't Back Down.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it is time to feel empowered. What are you doing? What do you really want in your life? I want you to go after it and don't back down. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what dream are you chasing? What goal do you desire to achieve? Don't back down. Stay the course, stay the path, do what you can do. Even though times in your life may say differently, don't back down. The weather doesn't predict your future. Or do we let it? We do, right? One of the things we do before we go to bed is what? Turn on the news because we want to catch the weather. Should the weather really impact us completely as to what our next steps will be in our life? But we act like it. It's a topic on all of our tongues. Just because the weather isn't going to be perfect doesn't mean you can't go after your dream. So why let a setback hold you back? In order to see a rainbow, there must be a storm. And those storms are never pretty. I got to admit, I love watching lightning storms. Thunderstorms are cool to feel. Like if you're in a house that's kind of old and you've got the lightning strikes and then you've got the thunder and the kind of, you know, your house kind of shakes a little bit, as long as it's sturdy enough that it's not going to fall in, that's a really cool effect. But otherwise, storms are not pretty. They're not pretty to walk through. They hit you when you least expect them. And then the problem is they continue over and over and over again. It's like the high pressure, low pressure meets and it just keeps going and going and going. What would your life look like if you put it on a weather map? Kind of a weird thought, isn't it? Would you have high and low pressure? Or would it be sunny days, regardless of the weather, because you wear something different in your heart? You claim joy. Joy that's not dependent upon what happens to you. In order to know your strength, you must fall. To become your best selfie requires work. And the work is much harder than you realize until you're in the trenches. When you're out there trying to make changes, when you're out there trying to lose weight, when you're out there trying to repair and restore a marriage, when you're out there trying to get the better job than what you have already, maybe you're trying to get back into the world of working. Becoming someone that you were at one point, but now you're walking back into it because now's the opportunity. It fits into your timeline. But it's scary. And you walk in and you open the doors and you're like, here I am, world. And the world looks at you and says, I'm not ready for you. Just turn right back around and walk out. And we begin to hang our heads and we begin to feel defeated over and over and over again. A setback is the opportunity for a comeback. Just because you fail doesn't mean you haven't succeeded. A failure is a success when you've learned from it. Don't back down. Look to what you can achieve. You don't have to attack your life and your dreams in giant bits. We like to bite off more than we can chew. You know what it's like to go to the buffet, and the next thing you know, you have like three plates of food, and you're to the plate one and a half, and you're like, I don't know what my problem was. I thought I was finished. I had everything done, but I guess my eyes were too big. Our dreams, our goals can be like that. Our eyes can be too big and we try to bite off way too much. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You don't have to do a mile in a millisecond. In fact, no one can except God. So why do you put these expectations on your achievements? Why do you put all of this stuff in order to, quote unquote, measure up? Measure up to what? Measure up to who? Don't back down. This is your life to live, and you can do it, but you have to be willing to take the next step. You have to be willing to fall. You have to be willing to go through the storms. You're not going to do everything right the first time. Maybe you are struggling with failure. Maybe it's been a season that seems to be repeating more often than you really want it to. Don't back down. I love the Bible verse Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You do not do life alone unless if you choose to. God is right beside you. He's not the one off the path. You're the one who takes a detour or two. Now, yes, can he cause a detour? Oh, yes. He may take you through a few forests that you never thought you would walk through. But the thing is, he never leaves your side. When you give up, you're putting your own life on hold. You're relinquishing your own strength that God has given you. You're giving up on your talents. You're giving up on your gifts. Don't back down. You are worthy. That little flame that you have inside of you was put there for a purpose, on purpose. Are you ready to live out the purpose? You may not know what it looks like, but you know what? You know the next step to take. And it's only one step. You just have to be willing to not back down. You got this. Are you ready to try it? Come on, let's do it together. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.